It's almost November, so it must be time for the Lightfoot Days festival. This small but mighty festival has been growing steadily into a not-so-small but still very mighty 4 days of all things Gordon Lightfoot. The 5-member volunteer committee who organize it definitely go all out to make sure Gordy's legacy continues on in his hometown of Orillia. Lightfoot Days starts Thursday this year with a concert by Gordon Lightfoot's band, at the Orillia Opera House at 7:30 p.m. This is not a tribute band, but the actual band that Gord played with, for years. It will be a moving and beautiful evening. The band last played at the Orillia Opera House for Gord's 80th birthday, before the pandemic. The weekend will continue with music workshops with the members of Gord's iconic band Friday during the day. A Do You Remember Night of Songs and Stories with the band Friday night at Creative Nomad Studios, tours and flag raising, live music all over town with a variety of folk acts, and a special Lightfoot Days service at St. Paul's, Gord's childhood church, on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. For lots more details and the schedule of events, check out the Lightfoot Days social media platforms, including the Facebook page, here. Saturday night, the Orillia Silver Band plays its fall concert, Theater Treats, with special guest, soprano soloist Alexandra Tesk. The band will be playing a selection of tunes from Broadway musicals, both classic and modern, including classic Gershwin and Sondheim numbers. This will be a wonderful evening for everyone to enjoy. Tickets are at the door or available online here. Another big November event this Saturday is the Kiwanis Auction, held at ODAS Park every year. This is the 45th annual, and promises to be chock-full of amazing prizes and items to be won. This is both a silent and live auction, and proceeds go to support the youth in our area, through various Kiwanis initiatives. The silent auction goes from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. while the live auction gets underway at 10 a.m. Lots more details available at the website here. For more shopping fun, check out the Orillia Christmas Shop Aganza, this year at St. Paul's Center. This runs Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and features 40 vendors, prizes, door prizes and lots of fun. Come get your Christmas shopping done early with lots of artisanal one-of-a-kind items. Free admission. Of course, Halloween is this Thursday, and Orillia Museum of Art and History is joining in the spookiness by handing out candy Thursday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come by in costume and start your trick-or-treating early. Next up is Remembrance Day, and the Orillia Public Library is hosting the last of 10 years' worth of incredible, award-winning Remembrance Day exhibits and events. Library personnel promise. With brand new displays and interactive activities, our exhibit rooms will feature Canadian military uniforms, artifacts, and memorabilia. This year's event will pay tribute to the D-Day 80th anniversary and the 100th anniversary of the RCAF. Military collectors and museum interpreters will be dressed in period costumes and uniforms. Our last event will be the best yet. The exhibits are open Tuesday, November 5:10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Wednesday, November 6th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursday, November 7th, 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Friday, November 8th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, November 9th, the exhibits are open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and it will be a special museum day, with additional exhibits from military museums and collectors and featuring an appearance from the Scarborough Theatre Guild at 11:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. performing songs from You'll Get Used to It, The War Show. This last Remembrance Day event at the library is free, family-friendly and open to the public. Don't miss it. Next Saturday, November 9th, Greenhaven is hosting a different kind of event, out at the Orillia Square Mall. It's Greenhaven After Dark, Orillia's first ever late-night fundraiser event infused with the vibrant energy of a 90s arcade. The night is hosted by local drag sensation, Justine Diaz, and will feature live performances by Justine and others, as well as DJs spinning some great 90s tunes. There will be classic arcade games like Dance Dance Revolution, Pac-Man, Cash Tornado and basketball hoops, and a chance to win prizes if you win. Also, great food by Eclectic Cafe, delicious beverages, and lots more fun, all included with your ticket. Don't miss the silent auction. Tickets are $75. early bird pricing until November 1st. This is a fundraiser for Greenhaven, so come out, have a ball and support a great cause. Get your tickets here. Finally, don't forget Gypsy, Mariposa Arts Theater's MAT Fall Musical, opens Thursday, November 7 and runs all that weekend and the next, at the Aurelia Opera House. This is a monumental musical with tons of talented people involved, including Josh Halbot taking on his first directing role. You really don't want to miss this one, so grab your tickets now at www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. Lots of great live music throughout town this weekend, go out and check it out. Have a great week, and if you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.